Rock Talk Radio.
Well, tonight's the night that we just declare and decree what our God has done for us. Our God has blessed us today. He has kept his hand upon us. He has shown us the way. More was through Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The more we walk in God, the more we talk in God, the more we believe in God, the more we see in God, the more we understand in God through Jesus Christ. For the Bible has declared that God says in Hebrews chapter 1, he said, in time past, I spoke to you more by the prophets, but now I speak to you more excellently by my Son, Jesus Christ. And when you look into the book, he says in chapter 2, he says, God's Son who gave his life, for this purpose was he born. For this purpose, what was the purpose? He was born that he might come and put the death down, who had the power over death. It was the devil, because the devil wanted in the beginning when our brother Adam slipped and fell. God sent his only begotten Son, not made of flesh, not of the earth, but from heaven. So tonight we just say we praise God, we thank God, we come before him for all he has done for us. And one of the things I want to say, I ask everyone that's on the line tonight, because an intervision and what God has brought me to this point in my life, we've had incidents that have happened all over the world, and all of a sudden, older in France, we got some incidents that didn't happen. All we got to do is trust and believe God. The devil is still moving, but we who know that we know, we got to take notice. We want to be able to hear what God is saying. Do what God is saying. That's through Jesus Christ. And remember what Jesus said. He says, if the Father does not give it to me, I don't, in other words, I don't say it. I don't downput. So tonight's the night that we have two sons of God who are going to be on tonight. So I'm going to ask them tonight to just stay with us and have prayer, because we're in a time in America. Now, take notice. The Bible says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Just a few days ago in Gay Paris, all those innocent lives, today they found that they tried to blow up over in Germany. See, the devil is busy. Even when the Republicans, Democrats need to sit down at the table and stop trying to run the presidency. Do the office and legislate. Don't try to adjudicate, because we got the Supreme Court. But we got to come to an understanding tonight, beloved. And I love each one of you on the line with me, but I see your numbers here. And I want to start us off in prayer for each one. I know Dr. Reverend Apostle Dr. Newsom is one of our ones. I love God for him. I thank God for him. But tonight, not because it's a takeover, but it's a blessing that God's going to do for us and through us. It behooves us to stay with God. It takes us to stay on God. It takes us to stay with God. Now take notice. This night, I'm going to lead us in prayer. If the Spirit of the living God moves you to come into prayer after me. Because I tell you, right now, we're in a time where we got to pray one for another. Heavenly Father, tonight that we just come before you with thanksgiving our hearts for many blessings. And then, Father, tonight that I just say thank you for all that you have done for the body of Christ through Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, how you have brought us to a point where we are right now. This day, we declare, hallelujah, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you're still God. And then, Jesus, we come to you to take us to the Father. If you find any sin upon us that that will permit us from going to the Father. We ask you to let the blood, your blood that you spilled on Calvary for us, that your blood will wash and purge us and make us clean. Make us whole before you. Let our hearts become clear. Let our minds become clear. Let our conscience become clear. Let us love one another. By this the world will know that we are your disciples. And then, Father, we just want to say thank you. We're not lifting up for Willie Hunter nor anybody else, but we're lifting up the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus. And then, Jesus, there are some of us tonight that didn't have any food in their bodies today. I pray this day that you will show us how to reach and to reach the unreached and tell the untold. And then, Father, it's through Jesus Christ that I call upon you tonight. I ask you, Jesus, to have the Father hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer tonight. For we know that we need you. Even in Texas, when the governor said what he ain't going to do. And then, Father, because we were all refugees, we had to be brought in. We were refugees. We were brought into the body of Christ. How can they say what they said? That's the enemy. He's a liar, and we call him a liar. But we have in us. We have in us, Father. I want to say thank you. We have the truth of your word. Tonight's the night that we just said thank you, Father. For you have said in your word. You said, when you told the Apostle Paul, he said, since I have heard, I have not stopped to giving prayer for you. There are some that I have never met, some I see, I will never stop praying. And then, Father, Noah, I look into the Houston area where we need to have some things done, individually and collectively. Will you bring us together with an understanding to do what you call us to do and not what the world thinks we should do? But your word is your will and your will is your word. I want to bless your name to Father for your word's sake. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless my intestine. Bless my heart. Bless my kidneys. Bless my liver. Bless my pancreas. Bless my blood. Bless all of my sexual organs. Bless my bones. Bless my three layers of flesh. Bless my eyes. Bless my ears. Bless my nostrils. Bless my esophagus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that within his holy name. And then, Father, tonight I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything you have done for us. And then tonight, I pray, Father, we have put a man in Houston that we love, and we thank you. And we lift up the name of Sylvester Turner, that you will cause him to come in a place called there. There you have the angels waiting. There you have the love. There you have peace. There you have all we need. There it looks like we're not here, but we're here. We shall rise up according to your word. Tonight's the night that we said thank you. And I just want to say thank you for everything you have done for us. I want to thank you for the minister. I want to thank you for Apostle Newsom. I want to thank you for him and his wife and his son. And I want to thank you for him, for what you gave me to raise him up to another level, a level that's unspeakable. But only you can speak it, Father, for we want to say thank you. Tonight's the night that there are many others that are coming on. My neighbor that live on, I call her Grill, I thank you for her. I thank you for humility. I thank you for what she's doing in you. I thank you for the attitude she has about Christ. And then, Father, we know that the church is not in a building. The church is within us. But in Jesus Christ, the Bible says that God has put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ, even the church. Even it's under the feet of Jesus. But we want to say thank you tonight. We want to say thank you. I love you, and I praise you. I pray for the president. I pray for both sides of Congress. I pray for the Supreme Court. I pray for the governors. I pray for the mayors, all 50 states. I pray that there be a great Holy Ghost movement. Hallelujah. And I believe that there be a great move in this hour. Hallelujah. For yesterday seemed like it was yesterday, but today is today. Oh, I give you the praise, Father. In Jesus' name, this night. I thank you and I love you and I adore you. Amen. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. If anyone on the line desire to come in prayer, do so. The line's open because we're declaring and decreeing according to Psalms number 2. God said, I have declared and decreed that he is my beloved son, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. And I ask those of you tonight on the line with us, enter into us with prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Because we want to see God has promised us. God has given us over 5,000 promises. And one of the promises that I love is eternal life. Eternal life to be with him. Can you imagine when we live with him? Can you imagine? No more sickness. Good God Almighty. No more crying. Hello, somebody. No more ear rub, no more bone, no more anything that's going to affect the body, because we'll be in eternal bliss with the living God. Hallelujah. And we're going to be right. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He was the first from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first from the dead. He rose. And ask the question, oh death, hallelujah, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting? He said, I got it, hallelujah. Whoa, 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 I have it in my right hand. Hallelujah. Satan, you have been defeated. And because of this, Father, I want to thank you tonight. It's your word, not mine, it's you, Father. Will you just bless us tonight? Let our hearts be melted to the love of God. Will you just show us about the Holy Spirit? Will you teach us the Holy Spirit is the one in the hour at this time? Will you teach us, Father? Will you teach us to love you one another? Will you teach us and Father every test we have? Because you don't test a man. The things man do cause the test to come upon himself. And I said, thank you. I said, thank you for everything. I want to thank you for the rain that came down today in Houston. For the big droplets of rain. Hallelujah. But the rain was for a reason. You were bringing us, bringing to the earth. The earth must be water. The seed must have a season. There must be some seed, time, and good God Almighty, harvest. So tonight, I just thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody, the line is open for prayer. Praise you, Father. Praise you,
Father. We want to thank you tonight for Pastor Willie Hunter. We want to thank you that you still have a soldier on the battlefield that will not drop your banner. We want to thank you for because in his many afflictions, he is still going on in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Many people are able to go and don't. But we thank you that he has enough God in him and enough strength from you to keep on his fight as he has for many, many years. But we ask to bless his body, his family, his going and his coming. We ask you to continue to give him strength. Do what he does in your name, Jesus. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
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 Father, right now, Lord. Father, right now, I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for everything that you do, Lord. I thank you right now for your hand being upon Apostle Hunter, Lord. Your healing hand is upon him, Lord, upon his ministry, and upon his family, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for your hand not only upon them, but upon my family and everyone else who is listening, Lord. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Praise you, Lord. You
said
there would be no signs given anymore other than that of Noah. But you know, you do give signs every day.
Yeah.
Lord,
yeah.
Give signs every day when the sun rises and the moon rises and the sunset and the moon sets and the stars come out and they go in. And where we see every day, we see your sign every day in healings, Lord, with miracle healings and in and that is salvation, and receiving people coming to the throne of God, to the altar, and for your mercy and your grace to be upon them, Lord. And that your greatest sign of all, Lord, is that of your love for everyone here on earth, Lord. It doesn't make any difference if they're Hindu, Buddhist, it doesn't make any difference if they're Muslim, it doesn't make any difference if they're Christians, it makes no difference if they're Jews or Gentiles, Lord. You love everyone, Lord. And your house is open, your door is open for anyone who will come, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your blessing, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father, more so, we ask that your hand be upon this nation, Lord, and that it will turn back, Lord, turn back to you, Lord, that the leaders will turn back to you, and the world will come once again under one accord and one understanding that you are the true God and the only God in heaven and earth. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, right now our hearts go out right now to the people who have lost their lives in France, Lord. And our hearts go out to those in all the other nations where the wars are being fought right now, innocent lives are being lost, and those who are dying for a lie, Lord, that what they believe is true, Lord, that it's a lie. And they're dying needlessly, Lord, when you're there, Lord, for their salvation. Father, I ask right now that your hand be upon the people who have lost loved ones, Lord. Father, I ask that you would watch over my family as I had lost a cousin yesterday, Lord, that you be with my cousins, Lord, as they go to the funeral. Father, I ask right now that your hand be upon each and every person that's listening right now, Lord, that your healing hand be upon them, Lord, and that you will bless them, Lord, and you will comfort them, Lord. And we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. 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 And Father, because I know what it means in your word to say, can you not pray with me for 1 hour? Praying for 1 hour is a royal diadem. It's a taste, it's a foretaste in my heart. Because I know, Father, the words I give to you, I give you back Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. You are my shepherd. I shall not want. I want to give you back Psalm 120. I want to give you back Psalm 121. I want to see the word says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. My help coming from not Willie Hunter, not the government, but my help coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. Who made? You made it. You did, Father. You did. You did. You made heaven and earth. And for this, I said, thank you. I thank you tonight. I just bow before you tonight and I praise you. I love you. I adore you. And as Pastor Irvin was saying, Father, for those who were coming through the womb, through the channel, their lives were cut short. But you have mercy upon those murderers. Have mercy upon them, Father. For you said, mercy, mercy, mercy. But you say there stand repentance, repentance, repentance. And Father, because we know that we know, we got some young people that are out there with drugs. They don't know that way. But we done come through the chasm, but show us how to go out there and bring them in. Let us not look left or to the right, but let us go get that young man, that young woman. Those who out there think that they are homosexuals, those young girls who think they're lesbian, gotta have a. But let us come before thee, Father, and take the word and be not afraid and tell the devil he's a liar from the beginning. He was defeated when Jesus kicked him out of heaven. He was defeated in the garden. He was defeated when Jesus said, it is written, it is written, it is written. I want to thank you, Father, because you have anointed us to come on tonight. And for this, I said, thank you. I said, thank you. Look somewhere in America tonight where somebody can have peace. Somebody's life can be changed tonight. Pastor Irvin would say, Father, because you're still God and nobody. And I say the same thing he say. But I just want to take it to your word, Father. Your word, hallelujah, said, you have given us the power. You said, remember, it was you, God, who said it. You said, you give us power to get wealth. My God Almighty, give us power to get wealth, get money. Really? Get gold, yes, get Mustang, get cars, get houses. Give us the wealth that we might bring your covenant your covenant into the earth realm. Your covenant is a covenant with us who believe. A covenant is with us who can understand. A covenant is us who walk by faith and not by sight. A covenant is those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And for this, I want to say thank you, Father. I want you to look from Florida to every state that said that they cannot a person come in America. Let that state be turned blue. Let it be turned blue to understand, Father, your word is still your word. The devil has declared, he says, I will lift my throne above his throne, but God says he's alive. And I want to thank you tonight. And then, Father, I just want to take an opportunity to pray for somebody that we don't know. You got a cousin out there you ain't spoke with. You got a nephew you ain't seen. You got an uncle you ain't seen. You got an aunt. You got somebody out there that need to hear the words we're saying. Always tell someone, with the love of Jesus Christ, I love you. I love you. Why? Because God so loved that he gave his only begotten son for all of us who were nothing but a cast down, nothing but flesh, nothing but dirt. From dirt to dirt, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we must return. But while we're on this walk, but while we're doing what you call us to do tonight, I want to say thank you, Father. From Florida to Texas to Chicago to California to New York, all the way back around. And then, Father, in the middle of America, I pray this day. I pray for those over in other countries that they will have the understanding that we have, that they will come down and call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they will bow, Father, that they will bow. I'm not looking for a religion. I'm looking for the true and trueness of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus, you have given us the authority. You have given us the... You have given us the ring. You put the ring on our finger. You made us your sons, and we're your sons. We're high priests, and we're king. You sit us in heavenly places with you. And Father, it's in Jesus' name that we said thank you. Somebody right now that's listening to us around the world, somebody, I pray this night that the anointing will go to this radio station, that somebody will feel the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For yes. That doesn't look that there's a movement, there's a movement. What they look at, they can hear, they can hear. Like they look at, can see, they can see. I know it's your word. It's your word. And then, Father, I just say hallelujah. Hallelujah, and I pray and I love you. Hallelujah. Without you, Willie Hunter can do nothing. If I had all the gold and silver, I'd toss it at your feet. If I had all of gold, I'd toss it at your feet. Because it has nothing. It means nothing compared to my salvation. My salvation means more to me than anything else in this world. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for my wife, Marty. I want to thank you for my son. I want to thank you for my daughter. I want to thank you for my daughter-in-law. I want to thank you for my son-in-law. I want to thank you for my grandson. I want to thank you for all that's under the hunter. I want to thank you, Father, and let the anointing flow this radio station. Let the anointing flow over us. And those who are behind the scene, in the scene, by the sea. And then, Father, may we come to the point where you said, through Jesus Christ, go ye therefore into all the world. Let us get up and start going into the world, teaching and preaching, laying hands on the sick. Hallelujah. Seeing them recovering. Seeing them get up. Seeing blind eyes is unstopped. I want to see it one more time. Yes, Lord. One more time in my life. Hallelujah. I want to live until I can't live no more on this side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Worship the Heho. Hayaha. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. And I want to praise you. I want to love you for everything. I want to be able to do the holy dance before you. Glory to your holy name.
Come
yes,
on.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to praise you. I want to love you. I want to adore you. I want to
praise
your name. I want to just say, He shunned it. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
bless
you,
every house tonight that's over to hear
thank
the word.
You,
bless every house. I ask you that the blood of Jesus be around those houses tonight, but the enemy try to come in, but no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every thought that shall rise up against them, they have the right. speak the word and tell the devil, can't come here, gotta go. Hallelujah. And let that be
peace. Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Father, I pray for Riverwood, the subdivision I live in. I pray that you will bring us to an understanding. Bring us closer together. Bring us closer together. Some of us have lived 70, but we're looking to even do better. Father, I remember when I was just a young man, but even for 20 years old. But I believe that one day, here I am today, singing praise to your holy name. Hallelujah. I get so excited, Lord. I love you because what you've done for me. You left me. You got me here for a reason. And the reason is for now, to let them know I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. I will not look back. I'm looking unto Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, Father, while Pastor Irvin is getting ready to go over there in this foreign country, we ask that the angels on assignment, for Father, you know you're giving us angels to watch over us. They're on assignment. They're facing you, the commandment. They're seeing you. And when you give a commandment to take this to one of these on the radio station, they're going to bring the blessing. We don't know how it's going to be done, but we know they're going to do it. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Woo! I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. So when he goes down to South America where he's going, may you give him the fullness of the Holy Ghost, give him the wisdom, give him the knowledge, give him the understanding. Maybe when the scorpions come, he will put this on their head and crush them. He will do what you call him to do. Because I know him. We've met each other in the spirit. And we just want to praise you and love you and adore you. Hallelujah. Not only him, but I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for Royal. I want to thank you for the prophet. I want to thank you, Father, for the apostle, Newsom. I want to thank you for I call her Miss Emmanuel. I want to thank you for them. For the faith that we have, Father. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Let the anointing, let the anointing. Yes. Ba-ba-ba-sa. Father, and stir up somebody on the line to pray, to call out on you out of the deep depths. For deep call it under deep, 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 deep call it under deep. That's your word.
Oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Deep under deep.
Oh Lord.
Deep.
Oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to help us pray. Help us pray, Lord.
We're not moved by what we see.
Hear, smell, touch, or taste. We're moved, Lord, by your spirit and by your word.
Yes,
we are moved by your spirit and your word, Lord. That is life. We know that is eternal life. We thank you, Lord, for all your promises in you. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. And
yes,
forgiveness of sin. Delivering us out of darkness into
yes,
to your dear light. We thank you for your word, Lord, that we live in a country where you can listen to the word of God all day long on your phone. We thank you, Lord, that we have done so many things that we don't even take time to thank you for. We take for granted so many little things, like we being able to breathe right now, Lord, without an oxygen tank. Forgive me, Lord.
Not
being so thankful and remembering that I used to be on oxygen. Thank you, Lord. Forgive me. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for healing me of cancer and inoperable brain tumors. God, thank you, Please forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us for any ungratefulness, any unholiness. Oh, Lord, draw us close to thee. Let our hearts pant for you, Lord. Let us seek you, Lord, early in the morning and late at night. Lord, what? Let us love you with a pure heart. Let us love you with our hearts. Of grace and love for our fellow man, Lord. Let us love those that are unlovable. Let us remember them that we don't communicate with, who have done us harm, our enemies. Bless our enemies, Lord. Bless the enemies of our country. Bless the enemies of our state. Bless the enemies of our households, Lord. Bless those.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you, God.
Oh, glory.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. We
thank you, God.
And for faithfulness, Lord. Make us faithful, Lord, God
faithful,
above
God,
it.
Faithful. Yes, God.
Let us be faithful unto death or till you come through the sky, Lord. Let us
thank
not
you,
be
God.
Like the unwise bride, the five wise, foolish and the five wise. Please,
yes,
Lord. Be all faithful as your word, because your word says, be all faithful unto death. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your word.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, Lord, that we serve a living God. We could be Muslim. We could be Buddhists or Hindus. We could be false in false religion, Satanists. We could be lost. We could be lost, Lord.
We're saved.
We didn't save ourselves, Lord. You saved
yes,
us, and
God.
We thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hosanna. You washed us and you made us clean. You sanctified us and set us apart. You translated us and you made us living people. Oh, glory to your name, Abba Father.
Name.
I thank you, Most High God. Oh, and then you gave us a heart and a tongue that can speak a language where the Spirit itself makes intercession and you, Lord, all talks to you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, we thank you so much.
Thank you, God.
Oh, we thank you for your word.
Thank
you,
God.
You caused me to picture now in Jesus' name. Receive that. I ask you to release my warring and ministering angels to minister and war on our behalf, Lord. I ask you to fill this, your temple, with such glory as possible, that we will glorify you and exalt you. You are omnipotent. You are sovereign. You are consuming fire, Most High
God.
We praise you. Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to your name.
Yes, God.
Most High God, we thank you for being God.
Thank you, Lord.
And forget 1 minute, Father, that we are not praying alone, that Jesus is interceding for us night and day, seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For healing Dr. Hunter from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And not only Dr. Hunter, but all of us, because we don't know what the devil's trying to look around in our body.
Yeah.
But we thank you for healing, Lord, because we're not moved by any of these things. We are moved only by your spirit, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, God.
The presence that you
going to let be in, the mayor
thank
that you're going to be.
You
already know who they are. We don't know. But we ask
yes,
God
sir.
That you touch them. That you touch them with the Holy Ghost
yes,
and let
sir.
A mind and a heart to pant after righteousness
yes.
from you to want to hear. And then our governor, God, he say he's a Christian. We lift him up. We lift him up to you, Lord, that he will have a heart that loves God, that will
yes.
do want to do right toward God before he will want to uphold his party's pleas. But God is the one we want to please. Jesus had this testimony that he always pleased the Father. Lord, let us have that testimony that we always please you, Lord Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for this and eternity, always. In
always.
Jesus' name.
Thank
amen.
Praise. Amen. Thank you,
Father.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank
so
you,
glad.
God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Father. Thank you, God. You're a great God. You're wonderful God. Hallelujah. And Father, you said, Jesus said, he said, I was before my Father's face the day he created the earth, the great he went out and creeped the earth and showed the rivers and showed the mountains. He said, I was there. Jesus, hallelujah. I love you, Father. And I thank you. I thank you for what you've done for me. Not only me, but for everyone on the radio line behind it, in it. I pray this night in the name of Jesus that you are blessing us with a spiritual blessing, with a financial blessing, with a blessing that we need in this hour that we now need. And Father, you know that all of us, you say the Father knows what we have need of. He said he will supply. Will you supply with us tonight? Some of us need some things right now. We have the faith to believe it. But we know the devil is fighting, but we declare that our angel on assignment will come down and smite him out of the way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that's why when the angel come, they will say like they said to Daniel, oh, great woman, man of God, what do you want of God? What do we want? We want the fullness that you sent, Jesus Christ, in this hour. We want to see our United States of America fall back into the full grace, the full knowledge, made the fivefold minister, the apostles, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, they will rise up and declare and decree the word of the living God. I know you're going to do it, Father. I know you're doing it right now. I know you're raising up a generation that will be obedient. They've raised up a generation right now that's obedient to the word. They're not looking to the pastor. They're looking to Yeshua HaMashiach. They're looking to Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you. I know the fivefold they're doing, but I just declare and decree it this hour, Father. While you have moved upon us tonight, I pray right now for the great ministers. I pray that they succumb to the willingness of God and stop trying to pull a joke, but pull the fullness of God. Let us see what you told us to do. And I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Baka sikiriohata. Hayana hayandine haha. Ayiko ho sandiri. Hayandiri hokoko sandiriya. And I love you, Father. I praise you tonight. I thank you tonight, Father. Ah, some we don't even know. The baby that's breaching to open the womb tonight, a young boy, a young woman, bless them as they come into this life, Father. But let them know the fight is before them. And bless those, Father, tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight for everything that you've done. I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the Christ in me, the hope of glory. I want to thank you for it, Father. I want to thank you for it. It's in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I praise you. I love you. I adore you. And I magnify your name. I praise you, Father. I praise you, Father. I praise you, Father, and I adore you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Woo! Somebody just scream. Hallelujah. Somebody just pray for somebody in that family that walked into your presence, that the Holy Ghost will take charge of their life. All you got to do is step back and watch God. Hallelujah. Praise you. All you got to do is step back and watch God. That's all you got to do. They just walk into your house. I don't know who you are. All you got to do is step back and watch God do something.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He want to do it now. He want to do it. He said, I'll do it now. Hallelujah.
Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your redeeming blood, Lord. Father, those who walked with you, with Jesus, and at times that they had disbelief, Lord, and even after you showing of the miracles, of the feeding of the thousands, Lord, with five loaves and two fish, and with the seven loaves and a few fish, Lord, as you fed so many, Lord, is that you continue to work miracles today, Lord, in everyone's life, everyone who comes before you today, Lord, everyone who hears your word, Lord, and repents and turns back, Lord, from what they're doing and turns back to you. You said you would receive them, Lord, and you would wash away their sins. Father, we thank you for your redeeming blood right now. We thank you for everything that you're doing in the people's lives, Lord. Father, we thank you for those who you called out their names, Lord, that they would come into the fold of the ministry, Lord, that they would become find salvation, Lord. We thank you for those who you sent out, Lord, and you've equipped them, Lord, with the word, Lord, and the sword, Lord, to go forth, Lord, and fight in the good fight, Lord, in the battles, Lord, that you're with us, Lord. You'll be with us, Lord, and you will give us the words to speak, Lord, that will draw them near unto you and for their salvation, Lord, and for deliverances, Lord, and for all those things that is coming against them in the world, Lord, that you have made a way. You have made an escape for them, Lord. Father, I ask that you would just open their eyes to that escape. Lord, I ask right now that you would open their eyes, Lord, and open their hearts to receive the word right now, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would tender the hearts to those who that you want, Lord, that you're needing to come into the fold, Lord, that they be ready, Lord, for those who will go out and bring forth the word to disciple them, Lord, that they will go forth right now, Lord, as they step out, Lord, in faith and believing, Lord, and trusting in you, Lord, that your word will be there with them, Lord. Your word will be upon them, Lord, and your word will strike at the heart of many, Lord. We thank you, Father, for everything you're doing, Lord. We thank you for equipping the saints, Lord. We thank you for equipping those who are in need right now, Lord. We thank you for bringing together, Lord, those who are lost, Lord, and those who are needing a way, Lord, and that you have sent someone to be that light, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything you do in our lives, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in the ministry. We thank you for what you're doing for all those that you've sent out, Lord. Your hand is upon them, Lord. You're watching over them, and you're protecting them. And the angels that you set about, Lord, to keep them out of harm's way as they go about doing the ministry of the kingdom of heaven. Father, we thank you right now. I ask that you bless them, Lord. You bless them mightily, Lord. And give them that what they need, Lord. They can continue on, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, as they become weak and weary, Lord, in the work of the kingdom, Lord. That you would send the angels to prop them up, Lord, as you guide them and lift them up right now, Lord. With your hand to be upon them. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the living God. There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. While the anointing is flowing, it's flowing like hot liquid. It's flowing into the heart to heart, mind to mind, one accord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Even the satanic church is trying to come into existence. We curse it with the word of God. Woo! We push it down in Jesus' name through faith. We see it's a done deal. Hallelujah. 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 I love you. I praise you. And then, Father, I found in your word, when you said to John, he said it was on, he said, all of a sudden he heard a sound. But it was on the Lord's day that I heard a voice. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, Papa, see, we healed that in our lives today. And then, Father, when we look into the book of Jude, you said to Jude, you said to those who have left their first estate and the angels that left it, Father, we don't want to leave our fullness. We want to stay with you in this life we now live. I pray, Father. I pray because they are seeing the sin against God the Father. Hallelujah. But the angels don't have Jesus Christ. We have Jesus Christ, Father, because they knew what they did. They did it knowing they did it out of rebellion. We are not going to be a rebellious nation, a rebellious people. We're going to bow before you. We're going to love before you. We're not looking at who got this ministry, who got that ministry, but we know what you've given us to do. And I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight for what you've done for us and how you kept us. And then tonight, Father, all over Riverwood, all of us, we can go in Houston, Texas. Let the anointing flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the anointing flow to all the believers who can believe. Some who are coming out of darkness into this marvelous light. And you know, as the Apostle Paul says, we pass by the gates of heaven. We snatch out that we can get the one to believe. You need Jesus Christ. Somewhere, some way, somehow, right now, on our 10. Somebody needs you right now. Somebody needs you on 59. Somebody needs you on 16. Somebody needs you in the subdivision. Even the rich of rich, they say they're rich. But the Bible says, what man has money to purchase a soul? No man. So stop being boast that you got $1 billion. You can't buy a soul. Will you forgive them, Father? I ask that you forgive them, that their money be flowing to those who need it. All who got all the money, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. But more than anything else in the world we now live, right now in Humble, Texas, let the anointing flow through there. Let it shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up, Father. Hallelujah. Shake up Houston. Shake up Houston. Let her come to a fullness of sense. Shake up all 254 counties in the state of Texas. Shake them up, Lord, that they may come to understand. Shake up all of those from to the left to the right of Texas, to the top to the bottom. And then, Father, I pray for Mexico. I pray that you will come and that some people that will come to meet Jesus Christ. Some even in South America, some in North America, some over there in Canada. Some will come to know Jesus Christ. I pray this day, Father, my prayer before you in Jesus' name, since you have allowed me by the anointing, by my sin, be forgiven. I come before you once again and say, yada, 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 yada. Because the highest praise I've learned is to say, yada, 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 yada. Because it's you, Father. It's you, Yeshua HaMashiach. I want to thank you for Jehovah Nisqadu, Jehovah I Am, Jehovah the Blessed One, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisa. You are the one great Jehovah. And we praise you, and we love you, and we adore you, and we magnify your name. Yes. And Father, the word says in the book of it says in the Old Testament, in the book of Chronicles, it says that the men began to praise God. The men began to praise God as Solomon was praying. But such an anointing, hallelujah, fell upon the men and women until they could not even praise or lift their hand. That's the anointing we want in this hour. That's the anointing we want in this hour. that when the anointing comes down from heaven, God the Father, everyone bowed before him, but they were so caught up in it because the anointing lifted all the burdens, lifted all the sin, all the forgiveness. But God the Father, hallelujah, I love you, Father. I love you, Father, for what you've done. I know for, oh, Shandirika. Ah, thank you for my grandsons. Thank you for them. I want to love you tonight and praise you. I want to invite others into the fullness, into it, Father. Hallelujah. Father, you said to have a drink of water is refreshing to the body. It's refreshing. It's like knowing Jesus Christ and knowing his blood has washed us clean. Knowing his knowledge has purified us. Knowing his understanding is great in us. I just say thank you. We are believers. We are believers. And we want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your Father. Yay. Ha ha ha. Oh, Chandidi Bilto for the under the eye. And make sure the time we spend with each other, well, let's start spending it in the presence of God. As I heard one sister, all I could hear in the house was nothing but the word of God, constantly talking, the word of God, our time. Let's spend that time. Let's spend that quality time. Let's do it, because we live in that time where we who are in that place, well, we're going to be the ones judging right before God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, tonight that I just say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I praise you. And I love you. And I adore you. And I magnify your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And our heads are bowed and our eyes are lifted up unto you. You said in your word. You said it. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Oh, my God, my God. When we dwell in a secret place with you, Father, you have some wisdom and some knowledge for us. Hallelujah. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you tonight. We just say praise you. We just say praise you. We lift our hands up and we just praise you. And we praise you. There is no God like you. We want to thank you for everything. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, Father, for the food that is given for our bodies, we said thank you for it. For the bread, for the meat, for the linen. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the wine. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for everything that you've given us. Hallelujah. And you said in your word, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that's within me, bless his holy name. I want to say thank you. I want to pray for that young woman somewhere that's pregnant right now. Pregnant right now. She's pregnant with the word of God. She's pregnant with the word of God. That man is pregnant also. Is it hard? No, it's simple. All they got to do is be born again in the body of Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Pastor Aaron, would you take us out in prayer? Closing prayer before God.
Yes. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Father, I thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed upon each and every one, Lord. Whether we've seen it or not today, Lord, what is done in heaven, Lord, it is sure to manifest here on earth, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your healing hand upon each and every one of us, Lord, that you would continue to watch over us, Lord, that you would continue to guide us, Lord. And as we grow weary, Lord, that you would strengthen us, Lord. But I want to especially thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life, Lord. There's things you've done in my life that most people would have just walked away and left me standing, Lord, but you were there, Lord. You've always been there with me. You've always been there with me, Lord. You've always been there watching over me and protecting me, Lord. And at times I know that there's times when we take it for granted, but tonight I would just like to say thank you.
Thank you,
Father, being there with me, Lord, through the tough times and through the good times. Father, we have a tendency just to bless you in the good times, but even in the roughest and the hardest of times, Lord, there's times where I failed to do that, and I apologize, and I say thank you, Lord. I thank you for your mercy, for your grace. I thank you for your redeeming blood. I thank you for you watching over my family, Lord, and all the families, Lord, that's been listening on this radio program all over the world, Lord. I thank you for your healing hand to be upon everybody that who asks, Lord, that you're there with them, Lord, and you're there to comfort them and protect them, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing. I thank you for those who have not had a shelter, Lord, that they had a place to sleep tonight. And for those who hadn't eaten today or yesterday or the day before, Lord, that they got a meal today. And I pray and I thank you, Lord, that you will provide a meal for them again tomorrow. And as each and every one of us who have a meal, Lord, that we pray, Lord, that we will share that meal with somebody who hasn't eaten. And as we lay our heads down, Lord, that those who on our beds, Lord, that those who haven't had a bed to lay in, Lord, that they would find one, Lord. And those where we sleep under a roof, Lord, out of the rain and out of the cold, Lord, that someone, Lord, who has been sleeping in the fields under the bridges, Lord, they will find grace, Lord. They will find a way, Lord, that you will find shelter for them, Lord, and your hand to be upon them that will change their lives forever, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for the missionaries. We thank you for the disciples. We thank you for the saints. And we thank you for the Word of God. And we thank you for Jesus who went to the cross and gave it all for us, Lord. We thank you. We can't repay you enough, Lord. There's no way we can even come close to repaying you. But that's okay. As long as we're with you, Lord, and you're with us, Lord, and that we continue to just to give you the praise. And we surrender ourselves right now before you. We surrender ourselves, Lord, for this day forward. Lord, that you would be the Lord of our lives, Lord, and you would continue to watch over us and protect us, Lord, and our families. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, the Lord bless each and every one of you, and thank you for coming on KESK Radio Station. And we have surrendered our times to the Father, and we surrendered our prayers to the Father, and we believe that God is answering us right now. To some of you that know that you know that you know that you know that belong to God, continue to trust in him. And remember what Jesus said. He's on his way back, and we must be ready. And I say this to you. Good night. God bless you, and God keep you until we see you on the other side. Shalom, shalom. God bless you.
Shalom.